Welcome, everyone. Akasha here, Bliss Life with Akasha. Please join our podcast on iTunes or show.nanakasha.com or on YouTube. We're making all these shows on video now as well. So today we're going to talk about soul triggers and the three biggest blocks to living your soul purpose. Soul triggers are guidance. They're not failures. They're redirection from the soul to the next step. They keep you on track and awaken you to stop or start something. This is me living on the beach, and that is my bliss life, and my soul purpose is definitely enhanced by where I live. So welcome, Akasha here. I'm a master level hypnotherapist, a doctor of homeopathy, been through many, many mystery schools and mastered many energy healing modalities and have my own school, and I do soul sessions. So if you're interested in a private reading, a healing, an attunement, or a journey, or even packages, go to nanakasha.com, check it out, send us an email at support@nanakasha.com, and let's see what we can do to help you align with what you're here to do. So I want to invite you to do a soul session with me. You can get clear on your path now while the big energies are downloading onto the planet and you can work with them. Truly isn't a more important moment to do this. And I want you to reconnect and realize that you are an enormous soul with a purpose and a blueprint and guides and skills and strength and wisdom. All right, so let's dive into today's topic. What are the three biggest blocks or fears that most people encounter when stepping into their true purpose and living the life that their soul intended? So we've been told a big lie. You might be waking up to that. Everything's falling apart. We're reconstructing our society. We're going through the grand transparency, the grand transformation, and we're realizing that it may not have been on purpose, but the way that we've been raised, the way that we've been conditioned, the way that we've been taught the world is just not the way it is. And we've been led to believe that if we are aligned to our soul's purpose, everything would be rosy and easy, and we would simply frolic through life. Well, it's not true. Did you ever notice some of the people who are really on their path had very difficult lives? In fact, we bring fears and challenges and deeply painful contracts and vows with us from other life experiences into this life on purpose. Everything you have experienced is on the path of your soul. Yes, the good, the bad, and the ugly. However, it does not mean that you have to suffer forever or keep repeating the same fear patterns or abusive relationships. You can become connected and receive more guidance to ease this journey. It does not mean you're doomed to poverty, struggle, and hard work. It does not mean that you need to listen to your inner voice. And it does mean that you need to listen to your inner voice and not to all the loud voices around you, especially the media. Unhook, unhook, unhook. You don't need everyone's opinion. You don't need to know what's going on everywhere. You don't need to be tuned into everybody's fear, everybody's guessing game, especially right now. It does mean it's time to learn to read the clues that are in your life, in your inner truth, and rise above the idea of lack and failure. This is me at the top of Koba, a Mayan pyramid, the tallest one, leading an activation on that dawn on the equinox for my Bliss Life retreats. And I can tell you that this is so my soul purpose. Once you become aware that you're on a grand adventure, you're on a journey with your soul, things do not suddenly become perfect. People do not all love you and apologize for what they did to you and want to support you. However, it does make everything different and more meaningful. So I want you to understand that a lot of people get caught up and stuck because they're like, well, if I'm doing what my soul purpose is, why isn't everything just flowing and I'm not happy all the time and the perfect clients aren't showing up every moment? Because your soul's purpose is very complex. It's something that you move towards, and you move towards it by moving through the fears and the blocks and the patterns that you brought with you and that you created more of in this life so that you could free yourself and rise to something much more meaningful. Did you know that your soul's purpose is blocked? You have a blueprint. It's encoded within your entire energetic makeup. Codes and patterns embedded in your mind, in your light body, in your cells, in your DNA, all over. And they're there to remind you of your purpose in this life. Blocks to your purpose are challenges in life that keep you separate from and guide you towards living the life your soul intended. Yes, let me read that again to clarify. Blocks to your purpose both separate you from living your purpose fully, and they guide you towards living the life your soul intended, because it's your soul showing you, you need to come over here. You need to be aligned with these beliefs, express this truth, do this work, but you're over there. And here are all the blocks that are between you and living your purpose, like beliefs that you have from your family or from your church or from your culture, from beliefs that you don't aren't good enough or there isn't enough, all kinds of things. And they're also there to show you what you most want to look at, accept, and transform at a soul level. So I truly believe, and with all the clients and thousands of people I've worked with over the years around the world, if you, instead of being frustrated, oh my gosh, there I went again, that pattern happened again, or I just got triggered and dragged down into guilt again, or I wanted to speak up and ask for what I want or say what I do or share what I am truly passionate about, but I become fearful or my throat closes or I get sick. These are the blocks I'm talking about. They live within you and they're ready at a moment's notice to pop up if they think that you're about to step into your purpose. Why? Because over the years in different lives, you've collected fears of fully expressing yourself, of living aligned with your purpose. It's the way this planet has been. Look at our history. We suppress, we criticize, we manipulate, we kill, we take over, we criticize, we condemn, we outcast, we behead. It's just crazy. And now, even though most of it isn't like you're going to be beheaded, well, you might have something done that cuts you off from anybody being willing to listen. So I want you to start to be happy when your challenges and patterns show you the blocks that are in your way, because now you can address them instead of being judgmental or beating yourself up with them or feeling depressed with them. That's not what they're there for. They're there to say, look, this hurdle's in your way. Look, this hurdle's in your way. Look, this hurdle's in your way. Okay. And no one is fully awakened to their full purpose. Or the planet. The planet is awakening right now too. Yet right now we're breaking down the old and we are all waking up to the next level faster. We are in the grand awakening. So the time to let go of fear, doubt, and old patterns is now, now, now. These often spontaneous activations occur at different times in life, and I call them soul triggers. The biggest blocks to your soul purpose can also be guidance. So if you know you're meant to speak, you're meant to sing, you're meant to create art, you're meant to do healing work, you're meant to do psychic work, you're meant to do something, and your family thinks it's evil, and your upbringing makes you afraid to be weird and not belong, and nobody supports you and believes in you, and it feels like a challenge, those are all your guidance that you have to break free of what all those things and people and cultures told you you have to in order to step into your purpose and express yourself. And you need to express yourself or you won't feel aligned and happy. And yet you feel stressed that you have to step outside of your comfort zone to get there. Well, guess what? Yes, we're all stepping outside our comfort zone right now, right? So the three biggest blocks to your soul's purpose: what others think. This is the first one, bar none. It is the biggest bottom of the barrel depth of personal hell that I've been to, depressed, suicidal, wanting to not live, didn't care, didn't feel like anyone cared. And what I found at the bottom of that well when I was there was every deepest fear I had was attached to what will they think. It might be family, it might be friends, it might be the culture, it might be the neighbors, it might be the clients, it might be my peers. It doesn't matter what it is. So you have programs. Those are patterns and beliefs that live in your mental, in your mind, in your emotional field, in your cellular memory. They live on all levels that limit you based on cultural, family, institutional, and ancestral need. They're stuck, they're tied down, they're shackled, they're held back. These limit you in so many ways that it's impossible for you to fully express, live, and love your soul's purpose when you are still attached to any form of belief that ties you down, keeps you stuck, shackled, or held back, or limited based on what others will think. I had a very good friend that I went through a lot of my training with, my hypnosis training, and we went through, we ate fire, we broke boards, we walked on glass, we walked on fire. we did all these things, and he started waking up. He was raised in a very traditional Christian family, and his family loved him very much, but they didn't think that if he didn't believe the same, if they thought that if he didn't believe the same way that they raised him to believe, that he would go to hell. And he would show up at my door. I just learned about this. What about meditation? What about this spiritual thing? What about that energy thing? And I had books and books and books, and I would teach him and I would share with him and I would open his mind and send him on his way. And one day he came to me and he said, I finally realized that my truth does not lie in what I was raised with. My truth lies in this new information coming to me, and I'm going to have to leave my church and I'm going to have to tell my family. Well, obviously it was a very challenging thing, and his family was very upset. His parents were very afraid for him because in their belief system, he's going to go to hell. Now, hell is only in their belief system. It doesn't actually exist. So that, but it didn't change their feelings. And so he gradually, step by step, was able to move himself out of his old beliefs, out of his old fears, gradually detach from what other people think while staying as loving as possible, found his soulmate, moved and actually lived at a spiritual community, and found an entirely different path in life. And he feels like he is living his soul purpose now. And it wasn't easy. It didn't mean that his family agreed, everybody had a party and they all skipped through the fields and he's a multimillionaire. No, it meant that he had to face the idea that he had to let go of what other people thought. And he had to face letting go of disappointing his parents. And he had to face all these other things. And yet he's healthy and happy and living aligned with his purpose now. So don't believe that if it's at all challenging, it's not meant to be. The second is the burned at the stake syndrome. That's the term I've given this after so many hypnosis sessions, so many shamanic journeys, so many soul readings, so much work with people, and from everything money and business all the way through health. I have seen that there are a collection of beliefs that we carry from our hundreds of years. Their fears, current or past life, agreements and beliefs that hold you back from fully accepting and expressing your purpose, like being outcast or beheaded. And we'll go deeper into that in a second. And the third is the whole not enoughness, the whole idea of not enough, not enough, not enough. It's the deeply imprinted conditioning of never enough. There's never enough. I'm not enough. There's not enough water. There's not enough blood. There's not enough time. There's not enough resources. Currently now in the pandemic, there's not enough, you know, hands sanitizer, there's not enough vitamin C, there's not enough toilet paper, there's not enough ventilators, there's not enough. The lack also then translates into how we believe about ourselves, lack of self-worth, self-trust, and self-value. So let's look at this first one, what other people think. It is seriously so heavily embedded within us. And yes, was there a purpose for it? Sort of. In tribes in the past on this planet, it was hostile. If you weren't accepted into a community or a village, you were outcast and you had to live by yourself in the wilderness, you probably didn't survive quite as well. And then it became a form of manipulation for governments, for churches, for institutions, and for all forms of place things over the years. So unfortunately, what we see now is the biggest thing most people have to break free from to live their soul purpose is their family. Their family might, I just worked with somebody recently who said, well, my family is Irish Catholic. They think that the kinds of things that I'm into are, you know, evil, that they're the devil, that they're going to go to hell. And I believed this too. And then I had personal experiences and problems and healing that couldn't happen. And I proved to myself that all of these things that I was told were evil, like crystals and meditation and energy healing, that they're not, that they're of love, that they're of light, that they're of God, that they're the opposite of what my family thinks. And yet they don't want to listen to me. They won't respect what I do. I can't lay out my crystals in front of them. I can't practice my beliefs in front of them. And it's very difficult. It's very painful to feel like you're not going to be loved. You might be outcast by your family, and you might, but it's not worth it to stop living your purpose. You're going to die at the end of your life and wish, what the hell? This is horrible. You're going to suffer diseases, struggles, and unhappiness at a level that aren't necessary if you don't do what you can right now to start moving towards your purpose. This idea of what will they think stops nearly every person in ways that you cannot even see. Your conditioned beliefs, thoughts, and habits, and even what you're aiming to achieve in life and what you think is good or bad, or if you should do it, these are all conditions that keep you limited. They keep you within a box of thinking. You can't find solutions outside of it. And most of what goes on inside of people is, what will they think? Will they approve? Will they ridicule me? Will they argue with me? Will I be safe if they don't like me? Will they agree with me? What if they think I'm weird or bad or unworthy? And these are deeply rooted in history. We can certainly see that this has happened many times in history and hasn't boded well for many people. We can see people, brilliant people who made incredible inventions or discoveries, like Galileo, who went from being revered to being imprisoned to being in trouble with the church, you know, and around and around and around, and hundreds of years later are considered wonderful. But at the time, many people who lived their purpose, who spoke out, they were not well received, right? So look at where you are limiting yourself in what you think is possible for you, where you live, who you marry, what you do. Every single thing is controlled by this. The burned at the stake syndrome. So like I mentioned, this is the term I gave it because so many people experience some form of past life in their sessions with me, whether they believe in them or not. And past lives is just a poor word for it. It's parallel lives or other lives. We're a multidimensional being that have many experiences that we can access, and we intentionally bring those. So fears from this or other lives, agreements are things like you have something very tragic happen. Let's say that you decided to practice your healing work and you came out and you healed a bunch of people in your town, and the church or the lord of the land got upset, thought you were a witch, condemned you and your family to death, and you die realizing that your gifts, you living your purpose, you being willing to stand out and to use your gifts to help people, hurt people that you loved and ended your life. And as you're ending your life, you make an agreement with yourself. You decide something. It's usually something like, I'm never speaking up again. I'm never letting people know I have these gifts. I will never, ever, ever be a healer or show that I'm different. And I will never, because I never want to hurt. And then there's a lot of guilt that comes with that. And then you bring it into this life. So there's a lot of these agreements, and these hold you back from fully accepting and expressing your purpose. So speaking up, being willing to take your unique path, not to follow what everybody else thinks, being willing to not have everyone agree with you, and moving forward in a way that's aligned with you. Now, accepting and expressing your true self feels unsafe, and it is spiritual. And if it is spiritual, like I mentioned, then there's even hundreds of years of religious fear that's piled on top of these gifts coming out of you right now. I'm a light worker. I'm a healer. I'm a channel. I'm a whatever, even a chiropractor, hypnosis. I had somebody not take my flyer at a workshop that I was presenting at because they said, I'm a Christian. And I said, okay. And they said, well, the hypnosis is of the devil. And I'm like, no, it's not. But okay, we're definitely not meant to work together. So deeply buried within is a fear that everyone has thousands of years of abuse, manipulation, war, greed, and masculine overbearing power, that power over others. We know that that's there. And it's deeply buried within us. We also know that fears range from being outcast, beheaded, excommunicated, hung, having your throat slit or gagged physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, condemned in prison. Your family could have been hurt. And it's the number one reason that public speaking is the number one fear right now. There's so many people who have something to share and they're so afraid of it. Do you know how many people came to me to publish their book and never published it? They even completed it, but they were too afraid of what will people say, what will people think of being criticized and condemned. And I've seen this over and over and over in all of my sessions, that there is usually at least one fear or belief energy pattern that is holding you back, the arriving there, that's holding you back from fully embracing and embodying your purpose because of some fear that you will have a loss, you will have something bad will happen. And in the past, it did usually involve ultimate death because there wasn't safe to live alone. And finally, the third biggest block is all about not enoughness and the deep imprinted conditioning of never enough. There's never enough. I'm not enough. Lack of self-worth, self-trust, self-value. The media in our society is focused on lack. If you watch the news, which I don't recommend, especially now, especially if you have to, just a tiny little bit, because it's over-exaggerated, it's created for drama and for making money. And even if what they're saying is true, they spin it with a lot of drama and emotion intentionally to torque your emotions and create stress. So if you want to stay in stress and fear, great, then go for it. If you don't, then start to master your mind and unplug from this crap because there's too much of it filling your head. You need to look at the percentage of time you're worrying and thinking about fear. So this never enoughness is the never ending stream of thoughts and beliefs that and people that are ready to show up to tell you, it's the poor girl in your head, I usually call the thoughts, you can't do that, you won't succeed, you don't have enough time, you don't have enough skills, money, smarts, experience, or connections, or women are meant to make money, or women are meant to be successful, or women won't be liked by men if they make money, or all kinds of other crazy stuff I've seen people have. This one I used to get from my family. Well, you failed before, so why are you trying again? That one I never understood. It's really odd. But when you want to express a unique idea, right, or lifestyle or career, there is not enough support. You feel alone. You feel unsupported. You're seeking your community or tribe or a mentor or a guide or a book or something. But it's really hard when you go home and you can't share it with your family. You can't get support from the people you love. And there's never enough. Almost every client that I've ever had, including me, it's like your family maybe thought you weren't good enough, or maybe you feel like you've never worked hard enough, but even though you're working yourself to death, or you're never good enough in some way, or you're never going to be good enough. It's never ending. And of course, I can't go deeper into that, but these are the things to take a look at, okay? And if you want to go deeper, come and let me know. Let me clarify a little bit more about the cool concept of the soul triggers. So soul triggers are sometimes created by, I imagine them, I see them energetically like little pre-programmed alarms that are going to go off at different times in your life. And it depends on what you're doing, depends on what path you've taken, what choices you've made, when they get triggered. So soul triggers are sometimes events, could be the pandemic. Lots of people have been triggered by shutdowns, lockdowns, fear of money, fear of being sick, fear of not being near their family. There's all kinds of drama and fear and stress and riots and all kinds of things. So riots, I mean, my children live near where the riots started and the National Guard was set in. So all these events can trigger a birth, a death, a divorce, a move, a change in career can trigger something, a location. You could go to a pyramid, go to an old church. I've gone places where I've become sick and passed out because the past life I had in that place was so overpowering, I could feel it. I go to the ocean, or I go to a jungle, or go to some pyramids, and it triggers a soul opening and an incredible experience, or an angel visit, or seeing a light guides, or a past life, or receiving new channeled information. Cosmic events like eclipses, or new full moons, or new moons, or Mercury retrogrades, these create different stresses that also trigger and open things. And people, of course, certain people. You might just meet somebody once in your life and they're so wonderful, they change everything for you. They give you an idea, or they mention a little tiny thing to you. Or you might have people in your life that trigger you over and over and over until you finally say yes. I adopted my twins. I had a daughter. I took 8 years to get pregnant. She died, and then I decided I wanted to adopt. I'm adopted, so I knew I wanted to. And I was looking into several different places, and it was not, the doors weren't opening. I got on a plane. I sat across the aisle from a woman, and in a 1 hour conversation, she told me how she adopted her children. She told me all kinds of answers. She was like some kind of angel sent, because she addressed all the fears I had without me even saying them. She, oh, you probably think this, and you probably think that. I recommend this. And it was the way that I went. And literally within a couple of months, I adopted my baby twins that are now 23. So these trigger. Now, like I said earlier, just because you're on your soul's path doesn't mean everything's rosy. So don't think that because you're struggling through some of your fears, or layer and layer and layer of your insecurities are coming up, or you keep hitting a hurdle, that means you're moving more quickly towards your soul purpose. It means you're seeing what's in the way, right? So all these things can create a soul trigger. A failure, a breakdown, a betrayal, an illness can be a soul trigger. Illnesses are wonderful for being soul trigger. About a year ago, my partner, my soulmate, had a major seizure. And it's not a seizure that you recover from. He's still not recovered in a year. We probably have another year. His entire life changed. He spent 4 or 5 months like a newborn. He had to contemplate, am I going to die? Am I going to die tomorrow? He had to move through his shadows, his fears. He had to face his death. He had to give up all of his goals. He had to give up all of his life plans. I had to cancel all of my retreats. I had to change my business. We both of us had a complete reboot of what our lives looked like, how we lived, and what our goals were going forward. And I didn't once see it as bad. I knew from the core of my being instantly, this was a soul trigger. It was a redirection. And I thanked him from 1 month in through today for his amazing soul level bravery to go through this, because it's changed things for me as well. And we're both so happy and so much more present, so much more free of what others think, of workaholism, of overstressing, of all kinds of things. So whatever makes you stop an old pattern or path, change directions, drop old beliefs, and create new ones are all soul triggers, okay? So even when we're waking up, like right now, you're waking up to that the world's not what you were told. The world isn't about be born, get good grades, make your family happy, marry the right person, get a big house, get a job, work really hard, and die. That's not the purpose of life. And we're waking up to that now on the planet. And many of the very, very toxic structures within us and on the planet are breaking down. So even when you're waking up, when you're actively on a path of spiritual enlightenment and self-realization, we have blocks. So we might say, well, these people have blocks because they're not conscious that they're a spirit. They're not consciously seeking their purpose, and they're just going along with their fears. Yes, but even when you're waking up, it doesn't mean there aren't blocks. So please stay on your purpose. No one is without blocks. In fact, they're part of the reason to be here on Earth at this time. And over 30 years right now of me doing my own deep spiritual and healing work and teaching and doing it for others and traveling the world to study with elders and study all kinds of different modalities and seek truth on different levels, I've seen the same patterns over and over plaguing people. I've sought out ways to rewire their beliefs, to melt the fears, to unhook from subconscious programs that no longer serve the highest purpose. And it's happening all over right now, right? Breakdowns, transparency, new desires are rising to the surface. And I've been on a conscious spiritual path for these 30 years. That means I became aware that there was more than what my parents told me, more than chasing approval and money and success in life. That my big breakdown when my first big company fell apart because nobody paid me and everyone bankrupt and the economy collapsed, I didn't know people didn't pay their bills. I was absolutely devastated and shocked. I thought I was a failure. Everything was over. And yet it was a huge awakening, a massive soul trigger directing me onto my spiritual path. And it didn't mean everything was perfect then. No, then my daughter died and I lost money and I got an epic divorce. And I mean, it is life on earth is not trying to achieve every day frolicking with flowers in a field. Okay. I thought that and it hurt me because I kept being disappointed. I kept judging myself. I kept being hooked into the loss that it was bad instead of saying, oh, wow, I wonder what this means. That completely fell apart. That must mean there's something better for me that wasn't meant for me. Or saying, oh, wow, this is really interesting. I wonder what's coming next. It must be really good. And looking for the diamond, which is what my daughter told me. So that means that there are deeper realms and meanings behind it all. So I sought out other truths. Now, once you become consciously aware or woke, like the planet is doing now, you change your perspective. Things take on deeper meaning and you look past the moment that you are in and you seek the deeper guidance and meaning. One, you acknowledge your purpose, your soul, your inner voice, and your higher self. Once you acknowledge them, you feel different and your vision changes. So even if you're on a roller coaster, when you know that you're hooked into your purpose, when you understand what's really going on, it's different. You love it. You become able to see with more of your many. Yes, you have 360 senses. You feel a pull in your gut and a tingling in your hands, or a memory or an image appears that you feel intrigued by. Synchronicities become the norm. And even though you still go through ups and downs of life, it's not the same. You feel stronger, more aligned, guided, and on purpose. So it's time to let the inner voice do the guiding. I hope you enjoyed this Bliss Life podcast, this Bliss Life show with Akasha, with me, and I'm here to help. So if you want to go deep, then come do a session with me, a soul session with me. We'll get you insight, clarity, and shifts on the blocks and the powers that you hold. Guides come in, other lives come in, depending on the depth of the session you do. You'll get where the energy blocks are in your body, what might be causing illnesses, what might be causing your procrastination or your lack of clarity, where these ties and these the fears that we just discussed are. We cleanse, clear, and release and uncover what your soul wants you to focus on right now. And we discover those old karmic blocks and knots and we unravel them. We find your strengths and your shackles and energetically create a new, stronger connection to your higher self and all the parts of your soul blueprint. All of this is at nanakasha.com. My packages are not on the website. If you are interested in deeper work with me, please email support@nanakasha.com and we can share those with you. Usually people come and do a session with me and then they want to go deeper. And we have lots of that going on now because, of course, this is the Great Awakening. So I would love to support you. If you don't resonate with my work, that's perfect. Find somebody that you do resonate with. Listen to your heart and follow what's opening. If this fear is showing up for you, listen to it. Go deep inside of it. Accept it. Love it. Receive it. And then move into a new way of being instead of that. You can choose. You're literally not as blocked as you might feel. And it does take effort, like the butterfly, to decide, I'm letting go of my identity. I'm melting. I'm letting go of everything. And then the butterfly has to decide, I want to break free. I want to break free of my comfort zone and my cocoon. I want to break free, and I build the strength to break free from that cocoon, because they fly. They fly thousands of miles. They fly over oceans. I was in the ocean yesterday with my beloved, and a migration of butterflies flew over us into Mexico. They were like just arriving. We were like the welcoming committee. We're like, welcome, welcome. There's all these gorgeous yellow butterflies. It was stunning. They look delicate and tiny, and yet they're strong because they decide to let go of their former self, reform who they are, and then break out to live the life of their purpose. And even though they don't live a long life, they live a purposeful life. And that's what I want for you. The purpose of life is not to live the longest, to accumulate the most stuff. The purpose of life is to live it as you and contribute your uniqueness to this moment. So Chris and I send our love from our bliss life here in the Yucatan, and we hope you're safe. We hope you're taking good care of yourself and making a priority to get healthy and aligned with your truth. We need you as we're entering the new world. We're creating it right now as the old one breaks down, and you are valuable. That's why you're here. Have a beautiful and blessed day. Namaste. You might also want to check out my YouTube channel. I have a whole series on energy medicine, and you can go to youtube.com/joyfulman, subscribe, like, sign up for notifications, tell other people. You can get my podcast here. This goes out in audio and video, and my websites are nanakasha.com, infinitylightweaving.com is energy weaving for everybody and self-healing. Light Body School is more in-depth mystery school and lots of other ways to learn to work with energy. And Bliss Life Retreats will be back up and running, hopefully in a year when this whole pandemic is over. So have a beautiful and blessed day. Namaste.